This is an MUT Radio podcast.
As Nomfundo Mgoe Yungu Nupagatwaye, Uyeyeye from Hammersdale, this is big. A girl from the township to receive this, I'm really honored. Thank you. My dear terrified graduates, you are about to enter the most uncertain and thrilling period of your lives. The stories you are about to live are the ones you will be telling your children, your grandchildren, and therapists. And this is a quote from Lin-Manuel Miranda, quoted on a similar occasion like the one we are having today. Allow me to acknowledge and greet our Chancellor, Baba Usandile Zungu Manzini, our Vice Chancellor, Professor M.M. Ramogale, the deans present in this meeting, the HODs, the professors, senior lecturers, parents, and most of all, our celebrants, all the students that are graduating today. I greet you in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Firstly, I would like to thank MUT for the opportunity to be part of the graduation, and more than anything, for the graduation to be dedicated to honor me as an entrepreneur and the hard work of Amacebo, my team. If really my grandfather, Ubaba, Ubakhaliphicebo, Absalom Mgoe from Hammersdale was still alive, he would have been very proud to see the fruits of his hard work. Mkulu was a great entrepreneur, and he is my greatest mentor in business as well. Secondly, I would like to congratulate all the students that are graduating today, and more than anything, for making it this far, despite the challenges we have faced as a province. Our country needs young, creative, bold and educated minds to grow it to what it should be. There's a quote which says, the problems we face today cannot be solved by the same thinking we used while creating them. This statement proves your role in society as young minds. The problems we face today of load shedding, the repo rates, drugs, corruption, the high standards of living, and many more needs young minds like yours to solve. I'm an entrepreneur, and through entrepreneurship, jobs can be created, and we can achieve all our dreams. But education is the base of all. Umuntu ufunda aze afe, akupheleli la, nisazoqhubeka. I saw the power of education early in my business journey. When I started Icebo Lethu in 2009, after I resigned from being an educator, I was doing everything in the business. I was finance, doing payments. I was an HR practitioner. I was a general assistant. At some point, I was even a hearse driver or mortuary assistant. Then I decided to do a business management course at Varsity College in Westville. That course was a game changer for Icebo Lethu. We started doing business differently and introduced governance structures that assisted with growth of the business. It was through this course that the company has grown from 5 employees in 2009 to 1,700 in 2013, that is 13 years later. It is through that course, that we have been able to create more companies and change a small funeral business from Hammersdale into a group of 10 companies that have gained international recognition and increased our turnover. In my case, education accelerated growth, professionalism, and excellence for Icebo Lethu brand. As you graduate today, you will be going out to the business world And I feel it is important for me to share just three nuggets that have shaped my business or maybe that have assisted me in my journey as an entrepreneur. The first one would be research. Do not jump into any business venture because everyone is doing it. I got into the funeral business because I saw a gap in the industry and a need for a dignified funeral brand. I then did a good research on how the industry worked. When I started, there were not as many females. Even the females that were there, the females that were present were females that had inherited the business. But I was brave enough to start it from the scratch. The industry was dominated by men. Through traveling to international exhibitions in America, Italy, Asia, and doing research, I started introducing new trends that have made us leaders in offering excellent services and products that propelled strong growth for our brand. Second one would be the right network. An old adage goes, your network is your net worth. The people you hang around with will determine your progression as an entrepreneur. The book of Corinthians chapter 15 verse 33 says, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Today, if you look at your friends, are they misleading or inspiring you? Are they corrupting your character or building you? If you are to succeed in business, it is important to build the right networks. Be deliberate about who you network with. Are they mentoring you? Are they potential business partners? Are they challenging you to be a better version of yourself? So as you go out, everyone speaks entrepreneurship. Yes, it may be good, but you have to be ready. I would plead with you, instead of going on your own, starting your own business, getting into entrepreneurship, look at collaborations. Collaborate with others. Put your minds together and then form good businesses, not businesses that are going to be here for a few months and then they die. Dan Penner said, show me your friends and I will show you your future. And the third nugget would be hard work. I believe hard work beats talent when talent does not work hard. Success cannot be delivered in a platter, but you need to put in the right hours. Icebo Lethu is a global brand as we speak because of the hard work through the different teams that have been supporting my vision for 13 years. Building a policy book with more than 500,000 clients, 130 branches across KZN and beyond, 36 mortuaries, call centers in Johannesburg, we have 250-seater, and in KZN another 126-seater. Our property portfolio as it stands. To mention a few achievements, it has taken a lot of hard work, and we are really grateful for it. To be recognized as number two in the industry we're in, owning a female-owned brand, having gone through the attacks, really hard work paid. Esteemed graduates, remember, Rome was not built in one day. Be deliberate, be calculative, research, and have the right networks. There's no shortcut to success. There are three types of people in the world. The first group watch the action unfold and do nothing about it. The second group completely misses the action and wonder what happened when the other queen succeeded. The third group are the goal getters. They make things happen. They are in the thick of things and the results are clear for all to see. Fellow graduates, take pride in how far you have done, in how far you have come, and have faith in how far you can go, and do not forget to enjoy the journey. You've worked hard. Enjoy the journey. As you graduate and get ready to enter into a world of entrepreneurship, I want to leave you with a saying by Ralph Waldo Emerson that says, do not go where the path may lead. Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. I thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.